What's up, everyone? Welcome back. Happy Monday. Woo! Getting extra excited today. We're talking about motivation.
Well, then I guess we should be excited.
Yeah, you should be pumped
up. How do we motivate?
How do we motivate? What is happening here? I'm getting a quality check. Okay, cool. Bye. Sorry, I'm still learning this new software. We got new software to record with so that we can create some video content. And it's been cool so far. We're using, if anybody's curious, some software called Squadcast and another piece of software called Descript. And Descript actually owns Squadcast.
Fun fact.
Just in case anyone wanted to know that.
They might.
Yeah. So if you are interested in creating a podcast, which we've actually had a few people reach out about, how do I start a podcast, or I want to start a podcast? It's a little bit of work in the beginning because you have to like figure everything out, but it's not like anything crazy. Once you get into it, you're like, this isn't.
I just show up this isn't and talk.
Nuts. Yeah. So anyways.
In case someone thought I was actually doing work. My work is talking.
We're still in holiday. Very good at. We're still in holiday mode. So we're keeping. Yes. We're hoping to keep these episodes short.
Yeah, which keeps it fun for us too, I think.
And yeah, the topics are kind of light, but relevant.
Yeah.
So let's dive in with motivation. Who are we motivating? What are we motivating? Why should we care?
I think the goal was to discuss how to motivate your staff, and we were going to use some examples of how or what we do at Hello to motivate our staff.
Motivating staff is definitely important. I don't want people to miss out. So say you're a salon owner, you're probably looking for some inspiration too. You probably want like a spark.
Yeah.
So but there's definitely a trickle effect.
I would agree.
And energy that comes with motivating when you are successful at it. So you motivate your team and that motivates you.
Yeah. Because you see them having fun and they're getting excited.
They get excited.
Yeah. And that is very contagious. Jinx.
And so that, really?
I almost said you owe me a Coke, but I don't drink Coke, so.
No.
Sometimes I'm a child.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, but that trickles down to now motivating clients and potential clients.
Yes.
Because the vibe at your salon can totally change.
Totally. And I think one of the examples we're going to go over, it did all of that. And it took some brainstorming and some fails of other things that we tried to motivate with that didn't work. So don't just think, oh, I'm going to motivate my staff and it's always going to work. It's going to take some brainstorming and innovating and maybe a few that don't work, but you keep going till you find the stuff that does work. And even this last one we did that worked for us, it may not work in the future. We'll probably have to brainstorm a different way to reach our staff. But in this case, it worked for us with the Google reviews.
Yeah, let's dive into it.
Sure.
So I don't remember what the catalyst was for us doing this, but what we wanted to do was, so we wanted to increase our digital reach a little more. Mm-hmm. So this goes to your digital marketing.
Yep.
And we wanted to inspire and motivate our staff, yes, obviously, but the people that want to go out of their way to participate are the people that are going to benefit.
Correct.
It's not a blanket thing that's going to benefit everyone necessarily,
mm-hmm,
even though it does.
Yes.
Right? So where do we want to start with it?
So I think backstory, our staff are all mid-20s and younger. So we understood with some of our fails what didn't motivate them long term. We wanted to keep this contest kind of went, I think, for 3 or 4 months. It goes to the end of this year. Am I correct on that? I think we started in October, November, December.
I thought we started in November, but I don't.
We didn't do it as a short term. We did it a little bit longer so people didn't get deflated if they didn't get wins right off the bat.
By the way, if you have a team, write this down because we're going to give you the exact what we did.
Yeah, what we did.
And make it your own. Don't just copy exactly what we did, but you can try it and see. It worked for us. So correct. This is something we've done, not just like a theory.
We're in the middle of it right now.
And I feel like a lot of people put out on even like on social media, like these theories of things that might work.
I think we were having it came out of, if I remember correctly, a lot of traction of our online presence and our digital marketing that we've been doing for the last year and a half was really, we were gaining a lot of new clients. And how do we drive these clients into people's specific chairs? And growing that Google review would help our presence with this digital marketing. But then how do we motivate staff? So we had done this previously. We put the QR codes on the stations and like, please leave us a review. And pretty much they just collected dust. So Todd's like, I'm going to print these QR codes again. But how do we get the staff to engage so clients actually do this?
Yeah, they can't sit there. So one of the things that you can't do is be passive. If you want to motivate people, you have to like lead them.
Correct.
And you can't just like put out a thing saying leave us a review, because clients don't necessarily even see that. It doesn't register. They're not looking to leave you a Google review. They're looking to get their hair done.
Right. So how do you, and how do you also, this was our other part, like if we make it fun for the staff, they're going to engage the client, and it's going to be like the client is now supporting the staff member, which supports the business. So, and in a way that you don't have to explain that, you just have fun. So anyway, what we ended up doing was we decided to make the contest have baby wins along the way. So they felt good when they reached 10 Google reviews, and we use Slack to communicate. So Todd will every Monday, and I think sometimes twice a week, but at least every Monday, post where the standings were. So now you get a clap from your teammates, you see where you are, you see how well you're doing, and that keeps people motivated too.
All right, let's back up.
Sure.
Because I don't think you covered any of like the steps or the process of how to build this.
Probably not, because I'm spacey like that.
That's okay. So what we did was we created a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's not a contest, but a challenge for our team. And we were like, it would be cool if everyone got like 20 reviews. Mm-hmm. 20 seems like a big number. I think most people are like, I don't even know how to get one. How would I get 20? We're going to tell you. So what we did with our team was we created a chart. And when you hit 10 Google reviews, you get, what was the first?
Just spin the wheel.
So we have a prize wheel. It's a like a dry erase board wheel.
Yep.
And you can spin it, and there are gift cards, there are
products,
there are
brushes,
tools,
yeah,
certain things in there. And then we wanted to inspire people to keep going. So if you can get 10, five looks easier.
Right.
So what we did was we didn't make the next level 20, we made it when you hit 15. So what you're doing there is you're taking a goal that somebody already hit, and you're making a smaller goal mm-hmm. now, which makes them in their minds think, oh, I can do that shit.
Right.
I just did 10.
Yeah.
I can do five. Right. So even if it was a lot of work, the next step is less. Mm-hmm. So at 15, they get to pick from a prize box that Jen curated. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of stuff in there. There's journals, there's books, there's
motivational
artwork for your house. There's tons. There's
just like, all kinds. Amazon gift cards.
Like, yeah. Fun stuff in there. And then we were like, well, if you could get five, you can get five again to get to our 20. And if they hit 100 or if they hit 20, they get a $100 bill. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or 520s or however you give it to
them.
I've
been going $100 bills because it just looks cool.
It's cooler.
Yeah.
So that is what we built for.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So if you're listening, it doesn't
now
have
you
to
can
be,
visually like see it in your mind.
And you can understand some of the psychology behind it too, of that hitting that 10, hitting the 15, hitting the 20. Then what we did was we just coached people that were interested up. There's one more level that I want to talk about in a mm-hmm. second. And we now could use those QR codes proactively.
Correct.
Instead of just passively have them sitting there. And we mm-hmm. could say like, hey, ask your client, tell your client that you win a prize if you get reviews. So what happened was people that wanted to play along, and I think everyone has at least one.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yes.
So we have some newer, we have some newer people assistants mm-hmm. that are, they're just starting out. Yeah. So like, we're not worried too much about them. They're,
right. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
And also, well, it is mostly for fun, but it will help them grow too. But they weren't like who we originally made the challenge
for. Right, but we weren't going to disclude them.
Correct.
So the other step that I want to back up and talk about is if everybody hits 20 by, I think, the second week in January or first week in January, I forget. And if people are close, like, don't tell anyone if they're listening, but if people are close,
we'll
extend it, or we'll
figure it out.
We'll have the team get them the freaking review.
Yeah.
Like, because it's fun, and that's what was created out of this. So if everyone hits 20 or close enough, Jen and I are going to take the whole team out for a cocktail or an appetizer or whatever. We're going to do something fun.
It's cool because it creates the individual challenge, but also the goal was to get everybody helping everybody else, right? So like getting them motivated, or like even I'm in there and I know someone maybe didn't have a review yet and they had a client coming in. And so I'll help them talk to them about what we're doing and that it's a contest and help them out. And before you know it, they just got a review or two and they're so excited and they feel like the help of a team leader. They feel the help of the team. They feel supported.
Yes. All of the things.
Yeah.
And this is great. So Google reviews do a ton of things for your business. First of all, Google likes them because it shows that Google is constantly trying to prove that you're an actual physical like location, or you are who you say you are.
Yep.
Because it wants to understand that so that it can pair people that are asking. When people type in hair near me, it would be cool if your salon just showed up, but unless you've been active on the internet, no one really knows. Like Google doesn't really, it doesn't magically just know you exist. You have to tell.
You have to do the work here.
So if you don't have a Google My Business listing that you've claimed, go claim that. That's your step one and then create a contest. But what we've done now is we've created sort of like an easy way for clients to, because people read reviews, to find the fit for them. So they can go on and they can see, you know, some of our staff that has been getting a lot of reviews. So we have Lauren, I think has a lot, Lily, Gab. So what happens is now their name, so you have Lauren. Lauren's name is popping up on Google when people look at reviews.
Right.
So people now are calling and saying,
and asking for,
I want to book with Lauren, or I want to book with Gab or Lily or whoever, right? And that is motivating for your team because they're like, whoa, this shit works.
Right.
Because a lot of places, and let's face it, not just hair industry, but how many places have you worked at before where you were promised something and then it just didn't work, or it fell through or whatever? A lot.
Yeah.
It happens.
That's where the consistency part for us comes in. Like, got to make sure when they were hitting those numbers that we're rewarding them with what we're doing.
Yes. And that's also why I wanted to drive home in the beginning, like, we've done this. This isn't like a theory.
Yeah.
Like, we've done this. It works. It's worked for our business. And we've also, for our business, more than doubled the amount of Google reviews that we had in like 3 weeks.
Yes.
So it's very rewarding for everyone.
At every level.
Your clients or potential clients have it easier because they can look and see the individual staff. Don't think that every single person that finds you is coming through Instagram. They're not.
No.
We get a shit ton of traffic through the internet.
Yeah.
A lot. And not from Instagram.
No.
We do have people that are like, I checked out your social media or whatever. Usually after they find us on Google.
Right. Yes.
I see a lot of people that post like openings today on, you know, Instagram or wherever on social media. And that's, I'm not saying don't do that.
But don't expect a big return from it.
There are far more effective ways than posting and then crossing out a time and reposting that photo. Like, I don't know why that trend started, but it's kind of weird. Just use online booking and put everything online and steal this idea.
Yeah.
Dude, I think steal it, especially if you have a team, because it's so much fun. Like they.
Yes. And I think not everybody wants to understand how your business works, but they do want to reap all the benefits from being in your business. So one of the things that was really cool was actually Lauren. She had gotten the phone rang. She got a call, someone requesting her. And we're like, oh, how did you find us? And, you know, why Lauren? And they were like, oh, I checked your Google reviews and I liked what everyone had to say about Lauren. And she actually said, thank you so much for making this fun. And it was so cool to see how it's going to help her business individually, but also it's helping Hello Hair Co. And she was like, thanks for just like getting us excited to do something. And then it really benefiting us individually. She's like, I didn't realize kind of what was going on, but it's so cool to see that I just had fun playing a game and now it's going to help me grow my business here. And it was just neat. I guess even the way we approached it, it wasn't like, we have to do this for this, like just have fun and watch what happens if you decide to play our game.
Yeah, man. Something I've been totally guilty of in the past is over explaining mm-hmm. because I think, so I have an analytical mind and I want to understand the whys behind stuff. I would be like, this is going to help you because of this and Google will do this. And if you do this, then this will happen. And it's too much. So you entice people along. And then if people want to have more information or they're curious about it, then you can share. Like our intent was SEO.
Yes.
It was to be more discoverable by potential clients. Right. And it worked.
But we took an approach that
it would help the individuals.
Yes.
And again, is 100% of your team going to be excited and on board? Probably not.
No.
Maybe. I mean, I hope for your sake, 100% of our team isn't stoked and out there getting reviews. Nope. And it doesn't.
And that's okay.
It doesn't change anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it changes if we all go out. If
right.
people don't win the award, or reward.
Can I say one more thing here? The other part that I thought was really interesting, we had a post go up and one of our staff was like, why didn't Google post that my client put up pictures? And Todd was like, where is it? And he could see the post. And I don't know if it hadn't been approved or whatever. I don't remember exactly how it worked out, but he was like,
I remember this. Yeah, yeah.
Your client posted the picture. You have the picture of her hair. Yes. With a red background. Google's so smart that they realize we don't have anything red in our salon. So it's clear to Google, this picture is not from being at Hello Hair Co. So they're not going to approve the picture. And it was neat even for this individual to be like, oh my God, that makes total sense. And really understand part of how Google works.
Yeah. So just so everyone is completely crystal clear on this, that was one of the like assumptions that I made.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how Google works, but what I did was I looked and I found a couple of articles that talk about how particular Google can be with photos and it knowing where people are posting from mm-hmm. and sort of geographically or whatever. Because when you post from your phone, there's obviously a signal.
Yes.
The phone can tell where you are. Now, we've had other people post photos from their house or from their car, so I don't know exactly why one photo, but yeah, so stylist had asked me if we weren't posting them all or whatever, and I was like, we don't decide what gets posted, Google does.
Yeah.
So when she had screenshots from people, and I was like, I'll count your reviews, but also those don't count and we should figure out why they don't count.
Because which was a cool other.
Other people, potential clients aren't seeing those mm-hmm. reviews for some reason.
Right.
And I don't want the client to feel like they don't have a voice either.
Right.
Like even though Google decided, but I can't change what Google does. They decide. So steal that fucking idea.
Cause it's great.
Really fun. And
it helps, like I said, on every level.
It's a long-term thing. So if people after the holidays want to get involved, they have plenty of time. They have a week or two to get a bunch of reviews, which for our staff, honestly, if you just say you want it done, someone else is going to help pick up the slack for you. They're going to be like, hey, don't forget to leave so-and-so a review because if you do, I get something out of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Right. Let's quickly go over some other things that we've done to motivate our team that's not just theory.
Right. So some of the stuff that we've realized is getting out from the salon. So we truly believe in obviously marketing digitally, like through the internet, but then meeting people. So we've done, we're attached to a gym. The gym did kind of an open house and we were invited to be there. So we invited our staff to show up if they chose to. And the ones that did had a blast. And since we're attached to the gym with the open house, we were able to give tours in our salon. We had clients book appointments. We had staff members that were just excited to talk to potential clients. And again, it boosts morale and it was really fun. We did an event with hair.
So say somebody isn't attached to a gym, what could they do? I would say, what are you attached to? Are you in maybe you're in a strip mall. So if you're in a strip mall, for example, is there a breakfast place?
Right.
Is there a coffee place? Is there, I don't know, a bookstore? Can you co-brand with those people?
Right.
Can you go sit there and maybe give away products or do a raffle to the, yep. like you're helping, say there's a coffee shop. Okay. Cause I like coffee shops.
So do I.
Go into the coffee shop beforehand, have a conversation with the owner or manager and be like, hey, can I come set up a table one day? And here's what you'll get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'll bring my team. We'll all buy coffees.
Right.
I'll buy, say you buy the first 10 people
however
that
many coffees
stop
that,
by their
yes.
booth. You buy them their coffee yeah. that day. Like, do something for their clientele. Don't just right. go in looking to serve
help
yourself.
Their business too.
Yes.
Yes. You always say help first mentality. Like, how can you help their business, which in return will help yours? Like, yeah, you've got to think like that.
Always start with helping first. Yeah. Like, you set up a table for a raffle, or maybe you purchase a couple of gift cards from the business and you raffle them to their clients. Now, you know, you're helping their clients come back.
Right.
So there are things that you can do, and mm-hmm. we've done stuff like that.
Yes.
So try that out. If you're not attached, we just happen to be attached to a gym. So that's what we leverage.
Right. So it worked for us so that people knew we existed.
Yes. Where are we going next?
Then the other thing we did this past year was we volunteered for the local elementary school and did tinsel in the hair,
father-daughter
dance. And we donated all the proceeds. We took care of the cost of the tinsel. And myself and some of our team members went and just tinseled up these girls at this dance to raise money for the PTO. And we raised a couple hundred dollars, a good amount of money.
So here's the deal. It was more than a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of money.
So
there was a lot of girls getting tinsel.
What we did was we offered hair tinsel extension for, was it $5?
$5 was a donation. All proceeds went to PTO.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. We didn't make any, we covered the cost.
Yes.
We didn't take money out to cover the cost. We took it out of the business beforehand. So we supplied everything. Again, help first.
Yes.
We had 5 chairs set up.
I think so, yeah.
So for almost 3 hours,
insane.
We had 5 chairs just turning yeah. at $5 a pop. So yeah. every turn was $25 that
yeah.
we raised.
Yeah, true. It was a lot.
2.5 to 3
hours. We started
hours.
Before they even got going and we were there to when it was closed.
It was a 2-hour dance yeah. and we were there a good 15, 20 yeah. after.
Yeah.
And we started probably 30 before.
And it was
before.
Fun. That was a feel good. I would absolutely do it again. We will bring more staff. I have some ideas to make it even run more successfully. But it again, great to get the staff out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like start it the day before.
Yeah, seriously. Great to network. These girls thought it was the coolest thing ever. And yeah. it was fun. Even the next day, I had parents messaging me like, there's a soccer game and we can see all the tinsel on the girls that were at the dance last night. Thank you so much for doing this. Like, it was really neat.
That's the buzz you want to create. And that's motivating now for people to come check out your salon.
Yes.
We got, I don't know how many messages and emails,
yeah.
but do you guys do tinsel?
Right.
I know we do.
Yeah. There's a lot of it.
And that's just one example. You
of
can
putting
do,
us in the community. Yeah.
Yeah. You can do tons of stuff like
yeah.
that. Find a school. If you have kids, go to their school, volunteer.
Right.
Everyone wants something.
Yes.
Especially, like tying in with a school is smart because people will send their kid
yeah.
to get a haircut.
They'll send their kid before they send themselves.
That's
so,
what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
So
that's relationships very important to parents.
Yeah. And so if you then treat that little girl or little boy like a client
mm-hmm.
instead of like a kid's cut that you do at a discounted rate,
yeah.
that is going to motivate the adult, the parent.
Right.
Know?
For sure. And then the other thing that we've done a lot of stuff this year, but the kind of highlights to what we thought was probably the most fun and could help you got listeners with their teams is our local distributor, Sullivan Beauty, shout out, did a soiree in Boston, Massachusetts. And it
oh,
was
yeah, yeah, yeah.
really neat to, they brought in a matrix educator to offer some really kind of tips on blonding while offering
was
some...
Not. Matrix, but
it wasn't.
No.
Oh, okay. So they brought in an educator. I thought that's what they were attached to, but maybe not. And
I don't remember.
I'm going to search it up after.
I'm going to look.
Okay. And so with this soiree, you got this bit of education happening. While you were there, you got a drink and some appetizers. And it was just kind of this meet and greet with, I don't know, like 130 people, I think they opened it up to. And so we brought the team there. You know, Hello Hair Co. paid for their tickets to have a team outing, but also it included some education and then just fun.
A cocktail, some food.
Yeah, it was really cool. And that was more of the team outing aspect was what appealed to Todd and I. We hadn't done a lot of that as a whole team. Everybody went, which was so amazing. And then to add this little twist with some education in it, whether they took anything out of it or not, it was neat to be out and networking and then have like some education happening. And everybody had a blast. It was amazing.
Lakme? Is that how you say
that? Oh, yes. That's what it was. What I think Lakme. That was what it was. The educator was from.
Either way, it was a good time. And that motivated our staff. We had everyone except one person show up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so there were like 13 of us. Mm-hmm. So that's always going to be a good time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You know?
And it got them asking questions. They had done a conditioning treatment and they were like, how does this compare to this? And it just, it got them thinking while being out, having fun and still in the hair world. It was really neat.
So get outside of your doors.
Yes.
Get out from under your roof. That's always.
And find fun things to do that will keep your staff excited.
Yeah, we can wrap up, but some other quick things you can do is just look for an outing. It doesn't even need to be hair related.
Like right.
we have too many team members, but we had talked about going to the Salt Cave. There's
we're too big now.
Yeah, we could do two sessions, I guess.
Yeah.
But we had talked about going a few towns over. There's like it's literally like they built a cave out of salt and you sit in there and it's therapeutic and you just chill out, right? So we had talked about something like that, or maybe it doesn't always have to be going out, you know, anything crazy. But again, maybe there's a coffee shop and you're like, I like this spot. Do you guys want to grab a sandwich?
Right.
You know,
support those small businesses within your community.
Yeah. So stuff like that, I guess, just, you know, hit us up if you think of anything fun. Cause we
love to do fun stuff.
I think we have a few things planned for 2024, but I'm always up to hear fun ideas, but anything else?
No.
All right. We're good. Thanks, everyone. Bye.